Chapter 92. Give me another shot. You never can get enough of a good thing. We know this from hearsay and also first-hand experience. It must be the way we are built, the blueprints that we used. Setting: a hospital ward. Protagonist: Melody. Nurse Julie has given her a shot for the pain. Melody supposes it to be some morphine derivative. So good it feels, rushing gently in a soft and gorgeous wave. She looks up. Will I be as good as new? After all this, she gasps, will I be able to squat and spring too? Saunter and sprint? Will I still be able to hurdle backyard fences and bound up stairs two at a time? Will I be able to drive a truck? Will it impede intimate relations? Will I be able to scale walls, to reach great heights, and swing between masts and rigging? Will I walk with a limp for a time or forever? Will I need a crutch or a stick? It's always good to have shtick, Julie replies, giving a most effective wink. Melody glides about on the wings of the painkiller, floating in a cloud with Julie at the helm. She looks down and on either bank of the river below, she sees people she knows. The boys next door, the woman from the corner shop, other children from the home she was in for a time, the punks and junkies, the studious types and the loafers, Alan and Felicity, of course, the guardians, the hippies, the individualists, librarians and swimming pool staff, the woman from the real estate agency, her gynecologist, the workmates, of course, a motley crew, the communists and the anarchists, the nonconformists, the adept and inept, people in bands, people who want to be in bands, people who don't want to be in bands but are, the homeless, the friendless, people who call themselves artists, people who are artists but don't care to mention it, shoplifters, could be poets, pandering politicians, the idle, the dull, dreamers and schemers, the entertaining and the stark raving mad. Man, what a panorama, thinks Melody. But I am just imagining all this, aren't I? And the people in my dreams are really all me. It's all so infinitely distracting from up here at least. I'm coming down to land now, down to earth. Nurse Julie, can I have another shot of this for later?